Finally, driver's licenses that are real. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Real ID Act is now law, a very complicated law. But this much we know, there will soon be federal standards for driver's licenses so the terrorists can't get them. Yep, read it and weep, Al-Qaeda. Once this kicks in, you'll have to provide a birth certificate, photo ID card, proof of social security number, and a document with full name and address. You'll never be able to come up with those. Which means you'll have to drive your car bombs without a valid license. And that is a gross misdemeanor. Oh, the hellacious fine we are going to slap on your remains. The other group that's going to feel the heat under the Real ID Act is illegal immigrants, who will also have a hard time getting licenses, and therefore will finally do what they should have been doing all along, commute to the fruit orchards using rapid transit. As for the rest of us, as long as your state complies, you'll be able to use your driver's license to board a plane just as you do now. I have only one tiny criticism. I appreciate that Congress would want to require a driver's license that certifies you're okay to fly, but I wish they'd spent a little time designing a driver's license that certifies you're okay to drive. I mean, the license examiner has you parallel park between two cones and a cul-de-sac, and presto, we trust you to keep your temper during rush hour. My definition of a real license is a license where we test people under real conditions. Make them park while finishing breakfast. Cut them off at an exit and see if they pull a gun. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.